What are called burn pits in war zones have long been a contentious issue. These pits have been used to burn toxic trash in Iraq and Afghanistan. But troops exposed to the chemicals have gotten extremely sick. Well, a measure in Congress to give health care benefits to burn pit victims and other veterans exposed to toxic substances has long had bipartisan support. But in a surprise last week, 25 Republican senators flipped and voted no. For the latest, we have Senator Amy Klobuchar on the line. She's a Democrat from Minnesota. Senator, hello.
Well, hi, Scott, and thanks for covering this.
I want to ask you about Senate Republicans. They say the bill has this budget gimmick that could lead to runaway spending. What's this about? What's going on?
I have no idea what's motivating them to change their vote right now, Scott. They voted for this bill, and actually the only change made was on an unrelated issue. What this is about is making sure our veterans have the funds they need to get at what is a horrible, horrible set of conditions from cancer on that many of them develop by being stationed next to burn pits, including in my own state. And what we fear is that in the middle of the year, they would just have to stop getting treatment. Instead, we believe we can adjust the funds each year as was proposed in the original bill and responsibly find ways to pay for them. There's plenty of ways to pay for things, including bringing down the tax cuts that Trump put in place for the wealthy and putting them where they should be, or on corporations. But the point here is that they literally reversed their votes after committing to this bill.
There's been some reporting suggesting that this is Senate Republican payback for a separate climate bill that Democrats are moving forward. Is that the case?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. Some of them were working on this before that. I will say that. But it ironically happened right after we announced this groundbreaking agreement on climate and pharmaceuticals. And for some reason, they claimed a betrayal at the time. Several of them did, which I found ironic because none of them are working on a climate change agreement. Also, our agreement, the Inflation Reduction Act, brings down the deficit by $200 billion. So if they really want to do something, then they should support the bill. It's paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. And so the argument that we're somehow being rash in wanting to help our veterans who served our country bravely and then voting against a $200 billion reduction to the deficit is never going to hold water with our veterans or our voters.
On this burn pit bill, I'd like to put to you what Republican Senator Pat Toomey has said, that this bill, as it's written now, could crack open the door to much higher spending on both toxic exposure benefits and other unrelated spending down the road. Does the financing part need to be fixed before this goes forward?
No, and my guess is, given how angry the veterans are about this and the veterans groups and this flip from the Republicans, you will not see a change. He's actually talking about putting a limit on the fund when we've decided for this group of veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan who have one of these conditions that they should be able to have their care, their health care paid for by the government, that he wants to put some kind of cap on it. And that just makes no sense from a medical standpoint. But also, each year the Congress has to set the budget. So we have to decide what our values are, what our priorities are. I think people know that Congress can find a way to pay for things if we have the will to say, no, the wealthy should not be getting these huge Trump tax cuts. We're not there yet because we believe we can pay for it under the existing budget. And that is a decision a Congress will make each year.
On Capitol Hill over the weekend, as you know, many veterans were camped out protesting for senators to get this done. Where are negotiations now? Is there a reasonable chance to negotiate with the GOP and get the 60 votes necessary to move forward?
Well, Senator Tester is heading that up, and I think that there is a lot of pressure on them from the veterans groups. They are literally sleeping on the steps of the Capitol. They are talking at home to these senators, and the groups are talking to them, the veterans groups, who strongly are behind this and are literally shocked that the Republicans turned on them on it. So I think in the end, they're going to come to the table. They're going to have to vote for this bill. And as someone who's been introducing bills on this since way back in the 2012 and passing bills to try to help our veterans. This has been a long fight, and we finally got to the place, and we're not going backwards now.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Senator, if I can ask about this separate bill on climate change, it would pass a record set of government investments to turbocharge green technologies. One of the key Democratic swing votes, Joe Manchin, now appears to support it. But Senate Democrats need the other key swing vote, Democrat Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Have you spoken to her about this?
I spoke to her last week, not specifically about this, but I will say that she has always been a strong supporter of measures to address climate change. She's from Arizona, had their own share of fires and certainly record heat. And I believe she will come to the right place on this.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is a Democrat from Minnesota. Senator, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Scott.